Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. We are broadcasting live from Manufacturing Day. It's a kickoff event for Manufacturing Month in Lorain County. We're at the Chronicle Telegram in their mail room, where they've got an impressive-looking piece of orange equipment that spans the entire length of the building. Looks like papers would come out one end and get sorted somewhere else and eventually work their way out to the trucks that get out to your doorstep. So it's always interesting to see the process of how businesses work. Everything that you have came from somewhere, was made by somebody, and that's kind of what Manufacturing Month is all about. They've got an event this morning that people are attending that features our keynote speaker, Michael Kaminsky, who is with Magnet. He joins us this morning. Mike, this Magnet organization, I've heard the name, I've seen it, sort of imposing. It seems like it's a place where people who have business issues, problems, go to, and you have some sort of solutions for them to help them, I guess, become a better business. Tell me a little bit
about that. Yeah, that is correct. We're actually part of a national organization out of NIST called the Manufacturing Extension Partnership, and it was actually started about 30 years ago to help manufacturers compete in the marketplace. Magnet is one of the first centers. We started out as CAMP. Many people know us as CAMP, Cleveland Advanced Manufacturing Program. About 10, 12 years ago, we morphed into Magnet, the Manufacturing Advocacy and Growth Network. And the premise behind that was to really promote us and a network throughout Northeastern Ohio. A network to help manufacturers not only prosper inside their production facilities, but actually grow their businesses. So we do a lot of growth planning for companies, do a lot of innovation. We do product development and the traditional stuff like lean manufacturing, quality management systems, anything in the manufacturing floor that can help them be more productive and really help their top line and bottom line.
Who comes to get that help, and why do they want that help? What's the benefit for them?
Our focus is mainly small to mid-sized manufacturing companies. That's really what it was designed to focus on. But we traditionally help large corporations as well, but when we do help those large corporations, it's usually a division. It's usually a smaller division.
So it's always a smaller area, which is sort of maybe easy to handle because you can manipulate a smaller company of people or ideas and move them in that particular direction that they go. Do you offer, like, people with experience, people who've been down that road before? Is it providing
a little bit of that? All of us actually have come out of industry. I've spent 30 years in manufacturing. I've been with Magnet. This is going on my 10th year. Our senior people always have about 20 to 30 years experience. And we've worked for various manufacturers out in the industry. My expertise is plastics. I've been in just about every facet of plastics over the years. Actually started my career right here in Elyria, Ohio, for a company called General Industries. So from there, I went all over the nation. I went to Columbus, Chicago, Boston, and then eventually Tennessee, and actually came back. So,
is the manufacturing in those places, is it all similar, or does every area have a region have a different type of a manufacturing either ethics or style or what they think is important?
That's a great question. You know, having gone around and actually growing up in Elyria, I didn't really know anything about manufacturing. And Northeastern Ohio was probably back in the day was the second most industrialized city in the nation, only behind Detroit. So we were heavy automotive, we were heavy automotive, heavy equipment and heavy in industry, steel and stuff like that. You go over to Boston, it's very high tech. It's very electronic. It's very high technology. You got, because you got Harvard out there, you got MIT, and a lot of those types of innovations are happening out there. Whereas a lot of innovations out here that are happening are more along the lines of heavy equipment, heavy industry. Chicago's pretty diverse. It's an old city, so it's got a lot of the traditional manufacturing. And Tennessee is, the South has really adapted and is growing to these new manufacturing facilities because companies have taken their businesses down there and built factories.
Sometimes location is a benefit to them.
Yeah.
Not only for the work, for the workforce, the people come live here, and you'll get to work here and look at the beautiful whatever. But in Northeast Ohio, especially in this area here, you've got an infrastructure with railroad, with highways, with transportation. You have a way to whatever you make to get it out there, and I guess that's also a key as far as any time when you're making something.
Yeah, that's another interesting comment. I had an opportunity about 10 years ago to start a contract manufacturing business with Inside of Little Tykes, the toy manufacturer. And one of the attractions was the logistical highways. We have the fourth best logistical highway in the nation, meaning that we can logistically hit 50% of the population in a 500-mile radius. So that's huge when people are trying to move their products. That's why there's a lot of distribution centers in Columbus, Ohio, and in Northeastern Ohio, and even Cincinnati. We're a mecca for trying to distribute manufactured goods.
As part of Magnet and what you do you kind of help with that? Because you talked about how this is sort of the individual. Sometimes manufacturing companies, it's a small group of people. They have an idea. Maybe the owner is a creator of something, depending on how it is. You have to help them grow and get their product out there? Is that kind of what you assist with too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have what we call like a 4D approach: define, discover, develop, deploy. And one of the facets in deploy is to really commercialize the good. We work with entrepreneurs, we work with companies that, you know, maybe have an idea for a new product or new service, but how do they really get it out there? They might not know how to get that particular product out into the marketplace. So we help with supply chain management. We help with inventory and warehouse management and logistics. Yeah.
All that can't be done without employees, though.
That's absolutely
right. So that's
right.
Kind of what Manufacturing Day this month is about. What is the prospect for employees, and do you have do you assist in that way, or give recommendations on how to find the best quality employees, best use of your employee, maybe the employee's doing multiple things at one point was isolated to one position?
Yeah, that's going to be probably a key thing that I'm going to be talking about today is the workforce challenges. It's the number one issue. And it's an issue because we have some statistics that 2 million jobs are going to go unfilled in manufacturing in the next 10 years. And there's an accumulation of things happening, baby boomers retiring. But the biggest thing is that there's 77 million millennials coming into the workplace during that same time. And they're not interested in manufacturing. So us as manufacturers, we got to do something to attract these millennials, and we got to change our thought process. You know, we're not in the previous industrial revolution; we're in the next industrial revolution, and the next industrial revolution includes the digital age. And these kids are coming up; these millennials, they're the first ones that grew up in this digital age, and we got to get them into the workforce because those are the kids that are going to be innovating for us to move forward, and we know that innovation is spurs growth to our companies, both innovation inside the company and innovation of products, business models, whatever it is. We got to have these kids because they don't think like us, and we got to embrace that.
So you have to figure out how to communicate the job in their own language, or so that they find their own spirit in it, or their drive to get involved in
it. They're not driven like us. I'm considered right on the cusp of baby boomer generation X, and their drivers are different than us, you know. And then you go further across the spectrum and you go to the traditionalists, you know, and they're way completely different. And I got a slide on that North Coast 99 did a survey of manufacturers and what the millennials are really looking for, what they want in a workforce.
Got to be able to connect. It doesn't seem like, as using a manufacturer, the gears are not meshing as well.
The biggest thing at the top of their list was compensation. And for us, you know, our age group, it's meaningful work. And the second thing that is important to them is life-work balance. And I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem like I ever have life-work balance.
Right. Well, maybe it's them to lead the way. Yeah. They'll show us the light, as it were.
Bring us back,
if
right?
If it's possible, maybe it is. You never know. But that's what's the interesting thing. When a new generation comes in, anything that everybody thought was the status quo changes, and it forces everybody to sort of rethink what they're doing and kind of just, you know, rebuild it, restructure it, make it better, or do something different with it. So
yeah, I don't think we're going to change their thought process too easily. So we're going to have to adopt and kind of meet halfway somewhere,
I guess. So compromise,
yes.
That's always an important thing to do. We want to thank you for stopping. I know you'll be doing the keynote in a little bit here. Our guest this morning, Mike Kaminsky with Magnet, talking a little bit about the future of manufacturing as we are spotlighting manufacturing today. We're at the Chronicle Telegram. It's Manufacturing Month. A lot of things being planned by the Lorain County Manufacturing Month and the Growth Partnership this morning. And we've got more coming up here on AM 930 WEOL.